Welcome to Reality Check, the podcast series from SearchUnifiedCommunications.com. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Editor. Every month, we meet with an expert to get a reality check on anything unified communications. This month, we're being joined by Tony Bradley, one of our UC experts, to discuss enterprise IM security and social networking security. Thanks for joining us, Tony.
Thanks for having me.
Tony, what are some of the biggest risks when it comes to enterprise IM security?
Aside from, time suck of, people who, are maybe using instant messaging, talking with friends and family or whatever, when instant messaging emerged in the enterprise, I think some of the things you start seeing are you've got instant messaging spam, where you're getting just unsolicited instant messages out of the blue. There are instant messaging worms that spread malware over instant messaging services. But then for the enterprise, though, I think some of the bigger issues are the fact that the instant messaging clients can often also do file transfers. So there's a two-way issue there. One is whether or not you've got sensitive data leaving the network, and the other is whether or not you've got, files being received into the network that are maybe, contain malware or something else, and you've got users that are, opening those file attachments. And then sort of a carryover from that is data leakage, which, could be from files leaving via instant messaging. It could just be from the instant messaging chat itself. The information being shared over the instant messaging, could be revealing, information that the company doesn't want, out there.
A lot of those issues seem to be kind of the same as with social networking. And in terms of social networking security, do you think that the best policy is just to avoid social networking sites? Is that even realistic these days?
I'm not sure that it's realistic, and I'm not sure that it's necessarily advised. I mean, I guess what I would say is it depends on who within the company. Because, again, I think if I'm the manager of the company and I've got employees, I do think it's reasonable for me to not allow my employees, not allow the people I'm paying to do stuff to be out, surfing, Facebook or MySpace or whatever. Because as end users, there's no actual, business function to that. Other than, perhaps to the extent that you let employees, use their personal email, then maybe there's a little bit of leeway there. But in general, I don't think end users should really be using social networking from within the company network. I do think that the companies should be adopting. The companies themselves should be looking at, how am I supposed to leverage this? How can I use social networking? It starts off as sort of a toy, for home users or whatever, and then all of a sudden people are doing it at work, and then, but the company at some point has to look at it and say, okay, well, what's the marketing use or what's the business use for Facebook or Twitter, and how can I use that to, generate interest in our products and services and build up a sort of relationship with our customers that goes beyond, the normal relationship. So I think that social networking is good for the company, but that end users don't really need to be doing it while they're at work.
What are some best practices when trying to maintain IM security by preventing, data leakage and malware? And in terms of social networking, what are some best practices when it comes to avoiding hacking through sites like Facebook?
Well, I think in both of those cases, the bottom line best practice is really, it's common sense. And obviously, it's kind of a misnomer. If it was so common, we wouldn't have to keep talking about it all the time. But, there are just these standard security practices that you hear about all the time for almost everything. So, don't accept instant messages or, Facebook friend requests or Twitter follows or any of those things from people that you don't know. If it's an unknown source, then don't accept it. And by extension from that, don't accept file transfers from these people. Don't click on links. Don't open file attachments. That part seems to me like it ought to be ingrained now into the security conscience of every user that these are the things you just don't do, and I don't think people need to be paranoid or simply shun these things and not use them at all, but a healthy dose of skepticism is okay. So when you see these connections coming in, Because I use Facebook and I use Twitter, and you know, people are always trying to, you know, join your network or whatever, or ask you to join their network, and you know, you want to exercise some sort of discretion in who you're accepting into your network in those cases. From an enterprise point of view, I think the enterprise needs to look at, you know, then having actual tools, at the network perimeter that are, you know, able to monitor the instant messaging communications or monitor the traffic going in and out of the network, and, you know, prevent that sort of data leakage, or, you know, prevent file transfers. I mean, you know, for say Microsoft Unified Communications, you know, they're at the sort of the end stages of beta testing forefront security for OCS now. And when that is available, I think that would be a wise thing for, you know, for enterprises that are using OCS to have that out there to guard against, you know, malware coming into the OCS server, or, you know, you can use it to, you know, block file attachments or make rules about, you know, the sizes of the file attachments and things like that. So, you know, so I think enterprises should not only have policies in place about, you know, what's acceptable and what's not acceptable, but also have the tools at the perimeter to, you know, protect the data and protect the network.
And that's about all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, Tony.
Thank you very much.
For more information on Unified Communications, check out searchunifiedcommunications.com. This has been Elaine Hom, and thanks for tuning in.